Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Come on, Steiny. Now I'm truly in a bad
mood. Happy Friday.
Not anymore.
What happened?
You didn't correct. I'm getting cussed out on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Gagney?
I didn't say anything.
Why wouldn't you, Siska? Come on, man. It's been a while.
I just want to have a
come
fun.
Come on. No, you're supposed to have my back.
I want to have a fun.
That's
day.
The one where you're licensed, Goo. Gagney? Oh, I'm going to play that when I get in the car.
Just make up for it now. How do you really say it?
Gagne.
There you go.
But why wouldn't you, Sirico Bergagne, Carlito's way, yeah. Why wouldn't you say that? Those are the things that you owe me that support.
Well, tough to get a word in sometimes.
Now that hurt.
Secondly, I think at that particular juncture, I wasn't listening anyway.
You're laughing. Why did you get in my ear? I'm old. I'm hurt.
He's got
no response.
I gotta let Norm hear that one. And you're like, yeah, I remember that one. No, seriously, moving forward, those are when you jump in.
Okay, you said quivel. It's quiver.
No, and there's a quivel.
No, there's not. We've been over this.
You made me quivel.
Quiver.
I like quivel. And I'm gonna prove you wrong, but go ahead. Quiver.
Quibble.
Quibble.
Quibble is a little spat. Quiver. No, I'm sorry. Quiver is what you put arrows in. But I think. Oh, God. Goo, you got me.
Yeah, I got a next. I got
all right, let's go to Jesse
now.
And Millbrae and turn this thing around.
There we go.
Hey, Jess, how you doing, man?
Doing well, Matt. Guru, my guys, how you doing today?
What's up, baby? Back at you. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you guys as well. So I just wanted to get into a story. So my pops was a hustler. Growing up, he always loved the Bay Area sports teams. He was a big Giants fan, diehard 49ers fan as well. And so he wanted to give me a memory when I was 9 years old, and he planned on taking me to opening day at Pac Bell Park, the very first day it ever opened. And so we planned on going to the game that day. He put a little money aside. We get to the stadium. When we get to the stadium, the tickets are all $400 plus. And my dad literally only had $300 to his name to get us 2 tickets to get into the stadium. So being the hustler my dad was, he told me, look, little man, it's going to be difficult to get into the stadium, but I have a plan. So we wrote a sign saying I need 2 tickets. And he put me on a milk crate in the middle of the crowd right in McCovey Cove. And I held that sign and screamed, I need 2 tickets. I need 2 tickets for about 10 minutes. And then one, God bless his soul, one fan came up to me and said, hey, little man, you looking to get into the game today? I said, of course. And he gave me 2 club-level seats and said, here, you and your dad have a great day at the game.
Wow,
and
that is beautiful.
You know, Yeah, and so it was one of my most cherished memories I ever had. My dad even said, you know, close your eyes before you get to the field and then open them right when you get to the field, and you'll never forget that memory in your life. And I'm choking up even thinking about it, because when I opened my eyes to that fresh green the very first day that stadium ever opened, I said, this is a memory I have to give my son. And, you know, rest in peace, Pops. He died in 2016, you know, and happy Father's Day to you guys. Just wanted to throw that
thanks
out there.
Thanks for sharing.
Story. Great story,
man.
Jeff.
That hit you in the man. The real cardiac, Donnie. Wow. Wow. And their first official game, April 11th, 2000, against the Dodgers. Wow, Donnie.
Yeah, good stuff.
That was a good dad, man, trying to make it happen for his kid, and he did.
You know, it's funny. It is funny. I'm thinking about my dad and Father's Day and sports. And mine not only is sports related, but I'm realizing something else came out of it. So, you know, my dad was a ref, basketball official. All right. So he had games, ref games 6 nights a week. I think I've told you this. Mondays was high school girls basketball.
And you can remember.
Tuesday was high school boys. Wednesday was college men. Thursday was high school girls. Friday was high school boys. And Saturday was college men. He would have 6 days a week. And I could always go to the games with him. He would tell me exactly when he was leaving. He'd be like, son, got Scranton Millersville tonight. It's Scranton. Be leaving at 4 o'clock. If you want to go, be ready at 4 o'clock. If not, I'm leaving without you. And that was just the rule. He left. Then Pops left when he said he was going to leave. So I went to 95% of the games. I got there in time, and I realized, so I would follow my dad, you know, drive with him to his game. I'd have a ball with me, and sometimes these gyms had auxiliary gyms where I could shoot around when he was reffing. But I realized, Goo.
I'm almost tearing up.
It's not just the sports and basketball. This guy has made me the most punctual, anal, time constrained guy
all
on
positives.
Planet Earth.
All positives.
I hate being late. I get stuck in traffic and I hate it. Hey, party starts at 7. Okay. Party starts at 7. Let's get there at 7.
That's beautiful, man.
Is it?
No, it is. And those are all gifts that everybody wants to pass down to their kids. But I guess, Donnie, when did you realize it was bigger than just ball and the camaraderie of riding with Pops? Because that's why I'm getting emotional. But just the fact that you got those tools of life.
Well, what I realized as a father with 3 daughters is they're not punctual.
Oh.
And I better be able to deal with it because, did I say they're not punctual?
Wow.
So you just.
Amazing.
You just, they drive me crazy. Yeah, you know what? You need a ride? I'll give you a ride. What time you need a ride? 3, Dad. Okay. 3 o'clock. Where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you?
It's amazing.
I'll be there about 3:30. Okay. What about my last half hour? I'm supposed to waste that time for you? Anyway.
No.
Yeah, so I've got a time fixation.
No, I love it, Stoney, and I just want to jump in because I'm not calling you a failure because you didn't pass that down to your 3 girls. But when I think of my father, Stoney, I don't know how you looked at your dad. It wasn't Jordan. It wasn't Magic. And I don't want to say this is rare, but Norman Johnson was my hero. He was a tall man. He was an athletic man. He was a fisherman. He was in the, I've seen him pull a deer by the horns. So my dad was my hero. So he passed ball down to me and my Cowboy fandom, not Pirates, nothing else. The Cowboys, both my sons and daughters, they could give a rat's ass about the. So how did I fail? How did I get stabbed in the back, pasta 3 times? But maybe we're from a different cloth. Pops passed down that punctuality, that love for ball. You got it. I got it. But I think today's kids now, I got to be careful. They don't understand loyalty. Like you're supposed to ride for who Pops rides for. So that's my biggest gripe I got about fatherhood, Stoney, is kids are going to do it their own way. Frank Sinatra, do it their way. I get it, but it kind of hurts. But I'll say this. My first football game, my first sporting event was Steelers, Terry Bradshaw against Roger Staubach in Old Texas Stadium.
You were there.
And we were only there because it was our annual summer family trip, August. And I'll never forget seeing that star, not even knowing who Roger and Terry were. But it wasn't like Bloods and Crips, that's gang. But, Stoney, it was like it changed my life. But that was my dad and I, real quick, Stoney, always had disagreements in regard to life. But the one thing we could hone in on was that love for ball, man. Took me to our first Giants-A's game. And that's why I just – now, I got to go here. I'm going too far off the ranch. I hope my kids would say, my hero is my dad. And only they'll have the grade, and hopefully I'll be around to hear it or get it, you know, because I'm calling pops my heroes, Donnie, and I'll that's just what it is.
Hey.
But – what if they were to be like, this dude was a bump on a pickle? But I tried to give them what Norm gave them, and hopefully they'll run with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I know I'm motor mouth.
No, I'm pretty sure that. No.
But fine. That last call about the guy, that story by you and the Dodger game for the first pack, Stoney, that was incredible. Pops had 300 to his 200 to get him in. So he wasn't balling out of control, you know?
Right. Let's go to Joel. Joel's in Berkeley. Hey, Joel, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Hey, doing well. Thank you.
Man, I was hoping you wouldn't call me right after that story.
Oh, it's all right.
We can't top that.
It's all good.
No, I know.
Take your time.
I don't have a specific story like that, but it's just my dad, when I grew up, sports fan, as far as I knew, I ended up going across the street to my neighbor's house, and like that's where I just go, oh my God, there's sports on TV? Cool. And this is an aside, but it turned out the neighbor had played on that 1963 Loyola team that won the title.
All right.
And I had no idea about that. Someone just told me, oh yeah, this guy played college basketball, and then it turned out. So as I grow up, I became a huge sports fan, and my dad would say, oh, I had the A's team, but that was about it. But then I found out as an adult, it turned out he was a huge sports fan. He grew up watching cricket in England.
Huh.
And he was a fanatic, it turned out. But for whatever reason, he tamped that all down as an adult. And I had absolutely zero idea. And he told me a little bit about cricket. And I don't know if you it's a little bizarre looking if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, no.
And I had no idea what was happening. Yeah. And so, but then it turned out they play cricket around here now. It's kind of big because there's so many people here from India and Pakistan that they've started leagues here. And so we went out to Larkspur, and there's a park out there where they play, it's amateur, but they play cricket. And so he and I, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, went out there a couple times, and it was great. We just sat out for, you know, like three other.
Joel, you know what? You're breaking up a little bit, but I think we got the gist of it.
That's pretty cool, actually.
So they got a cricket field in Marin.
Do you know how the game is played?
I don't even know what the field looks like, except it's very big. And no, I don't know how to play cricket.
And do you know? I'm being honest.
You have to hit the ball in the
Guru,
bounce.
You got a computer, but I'm not. I'm old school. Why do they call it cricket?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not
sure.
The only dumb question is the one you don't
ask. That's true. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Now, that's a cool story.
Oh, man.
That's a cool story because that's a sport that not very common here in the United States, cricket.
Yeah, no doubt. I'd like to just double back because, Donnie, all these stories have been great. So there's no doubt your love for basketball stemmed from you watching the game up close like that with Pops.
Obviously, yeah.
But it didn't sound like you took a lot of games in because he was working a lot.
No, I took them all in.
Okay.
I mean, if he...
Like pro games.
But he never reffed the pros.
Oh, no, you watching it at home, just, you know, you two were the fam.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right.
Sometimes. Yeah, and in those days, the memories. I can still smell the cigarette smoke. in the house as I'm watching the 1981 finals. How about
that would have been Boston and the Rockets.
81?
Yeah.
That's a good call.
When they were Magic, I think Tragic Johnson. Remember, Houston beat them.
Yeah, Ralph Sampson's turnaround.
Let me see.
Back in the day when the first round series was three games.
Back to what your
let's go to Christine in Danville.
Hey,
Christine, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Happy Father's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
So I have a sister. My parents didn't have boys, but my dad grew up playing sports, loving sports. So he raised both of us loving the Niners and the Giants. And he always taught us whether your team is on top or on bottom, they are your team no matter what. Some of my fondest memories are going to Candlestick, watching the Niners in the 80s. So Joe Montana is my hero. And one thing that happened on the Giants side when they won in 2010, I said, Dad, I got to get you to the parade. And he's like, oh, my God, Bart's going to be crazy. I don't want to deal with all of that. I can watch at home. I said, no, you're going to the parade. I get him to the city. And when Willie Mays comes down that road in that convertible and I'm going to get emotional. Tears are streaming down my dad's face.
Wow.
And I said, Dad, are you okay? And he goes, I just thought I'd never see this in my lifetime. Thank you so much for bringing me here. And he's just a wonderful dad, and I am obsessed with my teams, and it's all due to him.
Wow.
So, and another tidbit, when I went off to college, he said, you need to have one bit of sports trivia. So when you meet like a cute boy at a bar, you know, he knows you're serious about sports. So he says, you got to know who was on the first cover of Sports Illustrated. And he told me, I said, okay, but I don't think I ever used that in meeting people in college.
Not even the boys knew it.
Wow, that is great.
Probably. Do you know who was on the first cover of Sports Illustrated?
I'm going to tell
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Take a guess. I know I'm wrong, young lady. Bruce Jenner.
Willie Mays.
No. Eddie Matthews, I believe it was in 1964, Milwaukee Braves.
Yes.
Someone can fact check that for me.
Wow.
Well, he definitely played for the Braves.
This
Christine,
is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Don't be a stranger. Thanks for
so
sharing.
So cool, man. That's what I. That's
no
what,
problem. Have a great weekend.
Thank
wow,
you very
man.
Much.
That's what it's all about.
Kind of what we were hoping for.
Wow. That's just incredible, man.
Boy.
Yeah, that is.
That's
wow.
pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Pops is teared up watching something he thought he might not be around for. And she was right there with him.
Let's go to Shane. Shane's in San Francisco. Hey, Shane, how are you, my man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
All right. I got a couple quick Pops anecdotes for you, sports-wise. Growing up, you know, my parents met playing college basketball. My dad played college baseball and stuff. Nothing crazy, but Little League coaching, my dad was probably the most prolific Little League coach in Litchfield, New Hampshire history. He really shook things up around there. And he used to, at the end of every practice, we would either end with like a game of pepper, or he would sit us all down and we would play a game called Situation Baseball, where he would come up with different scenarios and kind of quiz us, test us, see what our reaction would be to, you know, fundamental conceptual game scenarios where, you know, what do you do?
Right.
What's the right play? Is the infield in this and that? And at the time, you know, we're talking like second through sixth grade type stuff, you know, like
sure.
young kids, but those fundamentals as like a parent now, like I see making kids think like that is not just beneficial for them in the moment. It kind of just sticks with you throughout life. And then my dad as a sports fan, like, more of my fandom comes from my mom's side. My mom herself and her dad are, you know, fanatical lunatics about this stuff. But my dad was always, I think, Steiny, you'd appreciate him a little bit more because he put realism and just perspective ahead of fandom. And my dad, I grew up in New Hampshire, so I was living in California at the time. But during the Patriots 2017, 27-3 comeback win in the Super Bowl, my dad left at halftime to go to the movies by himself and watch La La Land.
And, this is great.
And he's a complicated individual, obviously, to you know, watch a musical like that at the time. But he had no regrets, is what he said.
Right,
he
right,
came
right.
Back, that he wasn't surprised either way that they came back and won, or that had he been completely right, and that they would have, you know, blown the Super Bowl and lost by 40 points. And then just me as a dad now, I have a daughter who's about to turn 3 this month, and she's a little Giants fan, and she's a sports fan across the board, but right now she's super into the Giants, and I would say that I'll be hopefully watching a bit of the Giants game on Sunday, but I'm the guy who's definitely going to be spending it with the family and
wow.
just enjoying the day.
Hey, thanks
hey,
for
thank
sharing,
you, Shane.
Man. That's
appreciate
awesome.
It. Really do. That's good
damn,
stuff.
Stani, that's the man. This
you
can never get old,
you
man.
Know what's funny is, like, my daughter's they're not huge sports fans. They played, you know, my oldest is a theater
okay.
Fanatic and enthusiast, and my younger two did play soccer. But we go to more games now than we've ever gone to.
Oh, okay.
I used to go, you know, they played soccer, and I went to their games. But when they were young, I didn't really go to a lot of games with them. But now, you know, we've
That's
go to
dope.
The, like, been to the Oakland Ballers games.
Yeah.
We've been down to PayPal to watch, you know, the men's and women's. I can't remember the women's soccer team's names, but it's the Earthquakes. And what's the other team? Why can't I think of this right
Roots.
Now?
Roots. Well, you just
That's
said
the
that.
Oakland Roots.
Yeah.
But somebody help me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, great stuff. Great stuff.
Dude, this is incredible, man.
Somebody's saying, Steiny, we need a jerk story from your dad to even things out.
Okay.
I don't have one offhand, but give me 4 seconds, and I'll do it. Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. Hey, Pete.
Pete.
How are you, man?
I'm great. Good afternoon, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bay Football Club is the women.
That's right.
Wow.
Thank you.
Good call.
Thank you.
So, in the late 1950s, my dad took myself and my younger brother to see the Washington Senators at the old rickety Griffith Stadium. The place was like 40 years old at that point. And more than what happened in the game, I remember we got there and parked right alongside the stadium. And as we're getting out, there's a couple of young kids there, roughly my age. And one of them says to my dad, "Hey, for 50 cents, I'll watch your car. And my dad says, "No, thank you. It better be there when I get back." That's just the straightforward kind of guy he was, and I really miss him.
You guys
have a great afternoon.
Hey, you too.
Thank you, Pete.
Appreciate it. Got to believe the car was intact. No, like, it's funny because what he remembers, as Gary Radnich would say, what he remembers is what he remembers.
No, hey, that's a,
and he Gary. Remembers his dad saying, "Yeah, I'm not giving you 50 cents.
Dude, that is 50. Oh, man. Study Rome Curry real quick asking me where my parents met. Sure. I don't think 1963, West Oakland, a club called the Centennial. Like, damn.
That's where your parents met?
Yeah, not at the library, but I get it, at the nightclub. Oh, man.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're having a little fun. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and there's no better time than to talk about the fathers that impacted your sports love, whether you're a boy or girl, man or woman. And obviously there's probably some people out there that, Father's Day is pretty tough for them, but if you got a mother involved, that's fine too. Guru and my father, big influencers as far as how much we love sports to this day.
I got a surprise for you and the listeners, and I know you won't mind because this show is both of ours, but I got somebody and I'd like them to call in and give us their answer. Somebody we both know about their father.
On the other side.
On the other. I'm efforting. Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, I'm efforting.
Okay. All right. So 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation and give your dad a little bit of appreciation, we can do that. That segment, let's see. What's coming up on the game? Is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. All righty, Stein and Guru here. Happy afternoon to everybody. We're getting there. Closing in on it.
Yep.
And, I see everybody lined up wanting to talk a little bit about Father's Day. We got a little special guest here. And because of that, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Mr. Fab, community Fabby. Activist, artist, and a lot of other things. And Fabby, here's how I'm going to start. You know, we got Father's Day coming up on Sunday, and we're all huge sports fans. And, you know, I don't know specifically, but did your love of sports emanate from either of your parents?
First of all, one love, man. I appreciate you guys always having us on a Fabby Friday special edition, man.
Okay.
You know I come through in the clutch, man. You hear me? So I'll give thanks and praise for that. Kinda, not really.
Mm.
my parents were in the streets, man. They were hustlers.
Gotcha.
And you know they may have had some childhood aspirations to do some things, but they were more athletic. They were trapleets over athletes.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask you this, and I don't even know this, Fabby. You're a father, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you pass any of your sports love on to your children?
I do, actually. My daughter is a super Warriors fan. She loves basketball. and she loves sports. She loves the entertainment side of it. And then with my son, just in the discovery of what he is learning to, you know, learning to love and kind of following where he is. I see he picks up the basketball, he picks up the baseball. And so I'm just waiting for those, you know, things to develop before I pour it and you know, try to force it on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fabby, I got like 100 questions, but I got to start with one. Obviously, the Warriors aren't in the finals. I'm not hating on the Pacers and Thunder. I'm enjoying it. But I never knew, Fab, and I mean this, that the WNBA would hit like this in the Bay Area. I know you're front row, Fabby, when it comes to the Dubs, but can you share with us your thoughts on this scrappy young Valkyrie team, and have you been out there yet?
Man, seen the upset the other night, you know, them knocking off the good team, man. They didn't think that they'd be able to do it. Watching those ladies out there, man, just bring, you know, just a great lineup, you know, Kate Martin and Veronica and
yeah.
Kayla, you know, watching the things that they're doing. It's like, okay, this is, I love basketball and I won't put a gender to it.
Mm.
So to watch anybody go out there and compete is amazing. The Valkyries are going out and, I think they're going to make a name for themselves, and then they're going to, the environment in the area is just a beautiful space to come to. So I don't see why wouldn't another superstar, or another, you know, player come out and want to come play with them. The hopes is to get Juju. After she heals up, we get Juju. It's a wrap.
Yeah,
they
might be too good by then, but we'll see. Mr. Fab joining us on 95.7 The Game. Hey, let me ask you about when the A's were in town playing the Giants at Oracle Park, you were asked to throw out the first pitch.
Abby!
How was that, and what kind of reaction did you get? And, you know, what were you representing out there?
I represent the Bay Area, man. I love the Bay. I've always been a longtime Oakland A's fan, but I would be a liar to say that I wasn't a Giants fan as well. I mean, who could hate on, you know, Kevin Mitchell, Will Clark, Scott Williams, and everything. I mean, Matt Williams. And everything else that those guys had in the 90s, man, it was just like watching those rivalries was crazy. The Giants and the A's, it was always Bay Area love, the sports fan. So I was looking at some of my baseball cards the other day, and I was like, damn, these were the days. I used to love these guys. But I went out there representing the baseball. I can't just baseball and the love for Bay Area sports. I can't lie and say I wasn't hurt by the A's and the way that they treated the city of Oakland, man. It's been definitely kind of like – it's one of those things that's hard to digest. Like, this is a team that we gave our everything to. I was one of those guys that I always, you know, I wanted to be a bad boy. I used to go to the games early and do the autographs and, you know, and pester and from Dave Henderson to Ricky Henderson to Kearney Lansford to, you know, everybody that you could name. Bob Welch. I still have a baseball that was signed by Bob Welch. Man, I used to throw a forkball when I was young. I used to think I was the illest. And so watching these guys, man, like, you know, I think one of the greatest infields that the A's used to have, me and my guys, we were like the Black Mike Gallego and Walt Weiss. We used to think that we were everything on that infield. So it was tough, man, just watching the mishandling of you know, what the ownership had did and just the disrespect of how they did to the A's in Oakland. And so it kind of hurts, man. It kind of hurts looking at the A's, watching them move away, just like any other sports franchise that has left Oakland and has abandoned us. We've had it rough in the city of Oakland, but I went out there representing the Bay Area, man. The San Francisco Giants organization are great. They have great community relationships. They're trying their best to involve members of the Bay Area, the Bay Destrians, to get involved with the sports and putting people on top tier. You see, LaRussell has a great anthem going on with them, and E40 is a longtime Giants supporter. So many more people coming out to just support baseball in the Bay.
Fab, I got to tell you this, man, and that's all great stuff. I really look up to you, and I look up to you in the sense that you got the key to Oakland because of what you do in the community, and a lot of people in different facets of life give back, some with the wallet. And I'm not hating, but Fabby, you give back with your words, man. I tune in on your walks, your testimonials. You have the community, and then you have the Black community, and there's a lot going on, and you don't run from any subject. And the other day, and this is kind of lighthearted here, I'm just thinking about the memories I have here in the Bay, and I watch you talk about you bringing possibly back 3-on-3 basketball. Help me if I'm wrong, the Hoop It Up But I'm like, does he have a team where you come up with these ideas? But can you speak to that if you're bringing that back to the town or the Bay?
Almost definitely. That's June 21st and 22nd in San Jose. It's a super a partnership with some of the guys and bringing up Hoop It Up. Some of the founding members of Hoop It Up will be involved. You know, that's a great situation, man. But like you say, man, I'm a longtime sports fan. I'm a super huge just Bay Area dude, man. And I don't run from it. You know, if you ask me my obligation and my community, I always speak on behalf of, you know, my like black individuals, I'm so prideful, but you know, pro black doesn't mean anti anything else.
Right.
So we must understand that, you know, injustices to any is an injustice to all. So if you see me advocating for, you know, alongside with my Asian activists, that's not me trying to do anything to get any, you know, good favor with the Asian community. They were my brothers. I grew up with members of my community. We're all intertwined, especially in the Bay and especially in Oakland. Wow. If you see me in the frontline advocacy or marching with my, you know, my brown Mexican brothers and Latino brothers and sisters, that's because that's true. I had a, you know, my nanny from the age of 5 to 16 was the sweetest Mexican woman in the world. And you know what I'm saying? This is a woman that I spent more time with her than I did my real family.
Wow.
You know? So with me, I'm just a Bay Area kid, man. So I'm going to always represent and speak for people that can't speak up for themselves, or when they do speak up, their microphones aren't loud enough. So I'm going to be the amplified voice to bring attention and awareness to the struggles of what our people go through that people try to turn a blind eye to. So I'm going to always, you know, I'm not going to shy away from anything, but I'll always, you know, my obligation is to my pigmentation. I love my black people, but that doesn't mean that I love anybody else less.
I love it. Great Fabby, stuff. You're the best, buddy.
Hey, man, thank you so much for joining us.
Right on, Fab.
Really, a lot of positivity. This is the day for it.
And happy Father's Day to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Man, big, big happy Father's Day to all that it applies to. I would love to see you guys try to make it out next Wednesday, June 18th, to Thug Therapy, where I'll be having Ryan Coogler. Me and Ryan Coogler will be sitting down at Desi's Lounge.
Wow.
And we'll be having an intimate conversation just about the wellness of men's mental health. We do know that June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, and we need to be out to go advocate about that, because many of us will tell you that we're all right and that we're good, but deep down we're suffering and we're fighting silent wars. And that applies to many of us, whether we admit it or not. That doesn't mean rich, poor, however your social status or public status may be, you are not exempt from going through some mental hurdles. So next week,
wow, man,
that's what we're going to be doing.
I love you, fam.
Fabby,
for real,
thank you,
man.
So much, man. We'll put out the word Thug Therapy with Ryan Coogler.
And don't
Desi's
be surprised
Lounge.
To see me Wednesday. I told you we got to get out
man,
there.
I would love to see you, bro. That'd be, you know, that'd be the apple of my eye. Like, okay, come on, man. We're touching the masses.
Thanks, man.
Love y'all, man. Yeah, thank y'all for what y'all doing. Key reference.
I appreciate you. That's Mr. Fab.
My obligation is to my pigment study. Oh, man. Good dude, man.
Yeah, he is.
No doubt.
He is a good guy, real good guy. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I've had the chance to meet him a few times. No drip needed.
Yeah,
he's always
got
been,
some good seats at the
he's always been aces.
Chase Center. And I got our special guest who'll be coming up soon to give us his.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah. But, you like surprise? Yeah, I know.
Do I like surprises?
Well, the good ones you like. Good. Yeah, no doubt.
If they're good.
But is there really a bad surprise?
Yeah, you having to wake up to move in Daryl on Father's Day.
Yeah, I'm trying to effort Mia. But yeah, I'm trying to effort Mia, too.
Don't forget, coming up in a half hour, we got Ron Wotus, NBC Sports Bay Area, and he's also a special assistant to Buster Posey. We'll get back into the San Francisco Giants. Of course, they got a big 3-game series against the Dodgers, which starts tonight. Ron Wotus in a half hour. But till then, we're sharing some Father's Day love, Father's Day stories, and asking our listeners, essentially, tell us a story about Pops that helped you learn to love sports. Or was he a big reason why you ended up being such a big sports fan that you listen to sports talk radio, quite frankly. Let's go to... how about Joseph in Sunnyvale? He's been hanging. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Friday.
Yeah, same to you.
Back at you.
Hey, I just wanted to share some memories about my dad and how he got me into sports. Growing up in Berkeley, he would take me and my siblings out to Memorial Stadium, see the Cal Bears football all the time, most weekends. I got to see a lot of the greats play in college, Aaron Rodgers, Marshawn Lynch, DeSean Jackson. And, you know, even when we couldn't swing tickets, we'd be out there. They called it the fun zone on the field hockey pitch right next to the stadium. And I would be there playing catch football with my friends. We'd be Randy Mossing it into the beer garden. And we'd be having a great time. Sometimes we'd hike up there on Tightwad Hill up on the Big C, watch the game from there. So
that's
my
awesome.
Dad was a great person, and he took us to a lot of Cal games. Now I'm a dad myself. I have a daughter. She's almost 3 months old now. Can't wait to take her to games, take her to the Valkyries, and just continue the traditions.
That's awesome.
That's
hey,
beautiful.
How old do you think you were when you started going to those Cal games, Joseph?
Oh, man. I was so big going there from 5 years old and on.
Awesome, man. Thanks for sharing it, Joseph. Appreciate the call.
That's great stuff, man. All right, we got the special guest. Now, go to it, call him, and you know him. And he's one of the Joe.
Hold on. Go ahead.
What do we got to do?
If he's a guest, you got to read it.
Oh, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And this is guy I just thought about, Stani, because he reminds me of me. What are you laughing at?
Lathrop.
That's what I said.
You said Lathrop.
All right. Let's
you asked
him
me
in.
To do it.
Butcher boy Joe Shasky.
Ah, the Butcher.
What's up, Butch?
You know, Guru, you asked me to do this, and I was contemplating whether I should or not. And then I go, you know what? For Steiny, I'll do it because I know how much he despises that you and me have a friendship.
Look at it. Oh, what's he know? But, Butch, I'm tearing up on this show, and we didn't even know we were going down this avenue about Father's Day. I met your lovely father. I know, you know, what he meant to you and your family, but I want to hear from you how you were given the love of sports from your pops.
Wow. I mean, what a loaded question. I mean, from the beginning of my birth, there are photos of me before I even remember in a 49er beanie with my dad holding me, and he's got a Niner hat on, him wearing Giants gear, and me and him at Candlestick. I mean, there's balls that I have when I was 3, 4, 5 years old sitting in the pavilion, at the family pavilion at Candlestick. Like, it's before I could even be cognizant as a human being. And so it's so ingrained. It's like the chicken or the egg. I mean, I'm literally having a golf round right now at Harding with my brother. We're on the first hole here. I just piped one right down the middle, Stein. You'd be jealous. And basically, like, you know, golf is something that I shared in my 20s and 30s and into my 40s with my dad. And, like, we're missing him today because today's his birthday. And, you know, he's always with us. He was part of our crew, our 4-man, 5-man crew to go out golfing. And so, like, without my dad, and I'm very lucky, I'm very blessed, like, without my dad, we wouldn't have this passion, this love of life and sports. And, you know, all my buddies called him Coach because he coached everyone for years. And the more and more I get older, I realize it's not about being, like, a fundamental X's and O's coach, though he was great at that. It's about being, like, a life coach and a male mentor and a positive influence and somebody that you could call. The old 415-585 number back in the day. You guys remember all the old numbers?
Yes, sir.
My dad would, without question, pick us up wherever, whenever, and we'd all just pile into the truck. And, you know, a lot of people don't know their dads, or maybe they had a horrible relationship with their dad. He was not perfect by any means. I mean, he embraced his flaws, but without him, I wouldn't be the man I am today. And sports is 100% ingrained in that relationship. We bonded through it.
Wow, Butch, and I got to say this before you go, Steiny, and I don't want to get too religious on people, but you lose your pops. We all lost him, Papa Shasky, and then you're gifted your brand new son, and I'm watching you on social media or in person just basically do the tools that pops passed down, man. It's just incredible.
You know, it was the hardest year of my life last year and the best year of my life. I had to say goodbye to one of my best friends, my father, and it's been really difficult, but also we've been very blessed and be able to have my son. And boy, where would I be without his joy in my life right now? And I'm passing those same things on that my dad did with me to him. And he's obsessed. I get home, ball. We watch Warrior games. We watch baseball. He sits in the dugout. I mean, he empties an entire bucket of balls at a baseball practice. But it's the same thing. I feel like history's repeating itself. And, you know, we're very blessed, all three of us, to have moms and dads in our lives, man, that love us and care for us. And so, like, I always think about these days with Father's Day. There are a lot of young men that don't have a father, but maybe they have an uncle or an aunt or a guardian or a mother or someone else. There's a lot of people who can't be fathers for whatever reason. And, you know, it's a tough weekend for some people.
Yeah.
But also be thankful and grateful for what you do have and who might be in your life. And while they're alive, call them and tell them you love them and share that moment with them, you know? Like, I know I'm a raging lunatic with wins and losses, but this is part of the religion of the Shasky family. There's the Catholic Church part, and then there's the, hey, we love the Giants, Niners, and Warriors to the point where we'll rip our hair out part. So, like, that's part of what my dad taught me, man. You live life to the fullest. Treat people well and do the best you can to not, you know, have your wife divorce you.
Last one, Joe. Where do you come down on Father's Day? Is that for the family, or is it for whatever the hell the dad wants to do?
Well, first off, you better get him either a gift card to Golf Mart or his favorite kind of golf balls. Like, for me, it's a box of Pro V1s that never goes bad, right? But it's also about, like, hanging out with your family. It's a gauntlet. It's different than Mother's Day. That is no doubt about it. It is different than Mother's Day. But I think you got to do something special with them or leave them the hell alone and let them do whatever they want to do. It's one or the other. It really depends on the kind of dad you have. But I remember watching Dustin Johnson choke one away at Chambers Bay with my dad. I remember game 7 of the NBA Finals 2016,
man,
where me and my dad got banished from the upstairs room by my wife. So this is part of life, man. Screaming out. We ate Father's Day dinner in dead silence, and my wife said that I ruined the day because the Warriors lost the game, and I couldn't grow up and get over it. And I said to you, you just don't get it.
I say that to Goo all the time.
Hey, and before you leave, I got to tell him, I'm working with guys that let me. Steiny goes, what's your Dodger Giant memory? I go, 04, the at-bat between Bonds and Eric Gagne. I know Butch is, and they didn't correct me. They let me call Gagne.
They might call Butch, him that around here, though.
Butch, but they didn't correct me. The text line had to help me. I'm feeling some type of way, man.
Well, I mean, Guru, your references are a little dusty. I'm not surprised that you're forgetting a guy from 23 years ago. When you said to me today that the Mr. Brady is the sitcom dad of your life, when did the Brady Bunch come out? The 60s? The 70s?
Shout out Mike Brady, Diz. Yeah.
when you said that to me, dust came out of your mouth. All right, hey, boys, I got to hit this shot, this approach shot
okay,
here.
Okay, take Shiny, it easy, baby. Happy Father's Day.
In. I'm going to hit a little six iron cut here. I
you ain't
you
getting
both,
there.
Happy Father's Day.
You ain't getting there with a six.
He's asked who he is.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Oh, that was great. What a great show, man. I'm having a good time.
You can't hit 175 with a six iron.
That's fact or?
That's a good poke.
Give me a basketball equivalent or a football equivalent or a baseball equivalent of what that exercise, what he's trying to get done.
Man, it's tough to do that way.
Third and 28 and completing it, getting the first down.
You know what? Yeah, third and 21. Okay, but third and 21.
That's a bear, but it does happen.
Yeah. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon is in Los Gatos. What's up, Brandon? How are you, my man?
How's it going, my guys?
Hey.
Doing wonderful. Happy Father's Day.
Same to you.
So I have a quick two little part story.
All right.
My dad and I were season ticket holders for the San Jose Sharks. I'm 37 now. But in 97, I was 10, and we scored tickets to the 1997 All-Star game in San Jose. It was a random selection process for the seating. We ended up scoring row 5 right where the players were introduced, and I got to meet Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, Martin Brodeur, Owen Nolan, Patrick Waugh, and I got pictures with all of them in my little photo album that I'm staring at right now. And one thing in life is that's what my dad and I bonded through were the Sharks.
Wow, that's awesome.
We had season tickets all the way up to 2021. So in 2016 was when we went to the Cup. Well, they give you the tickets ahead of time for the playoffs. So I'm looking through all the tickets for the, you know, upcoming playoffs, and I see my dad and I on the Game 7 ticket of the Stanley Cup, a picture of us from, like, 2014 or something.
Really?
Of me holding an inflatable cup up in the air and just standing there, and it was just a random photo. But it's one of the coolest memories I'll ever have. And, like, my dad cheered up when I showed it to him. And it was just it's a beautiful situation, you know. We didn't make it to Game 7. We lost, I think, in 6. But to still have that photo framed in my house of us on Game 7 ticket is just beautiful.
And is your dad still around, Brandon?
Absolutely. Good. So blessed.
Awesome. Good. Great story,
that
man.
Is,
thank
man.
You so much.
Damn, Steiny. A little tissue today, man.
I know exactly what he means about the tickets because they send them out early and, you know, there'll be an image on a lot of the tickets. A lot of times it's a player or something like that. But it can be crowd shots and stuff. That's awesome. That's really pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, man. Really all the stories, cool. Man. Yours too.
Hey, I'll give you a few more details on the other side, but it looks like we got a 4-pack of Giants tickets to give away between 1:15 and 1:45 today. So I'll give you more details on the other side, but we're giving away a 4-pack of Giants tickets to next Saturday's game against the Red Sox.
Oh, wow.
And we got Ron Wotus, NBC Sports Bay Area, also a special assistant to Buster Posey. He's coming up at 1, and so we'll give away the 4-pack after we talk to Ron Wotus. And we'll have another good 10-15 minutes before Ron Wotus to take some more of your stories. We're talking about how Pops, your dad, and
your love of sport,
any parent you had, how responsible were they for your love of sports, and do you have a specific memory? Guru and I shared a couple involving our dads. Obviously, both our dads, big sports fans, and are a big part of the reason that we're here today. And you got a shot to give us some of your stories on the other side. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.